Welcome to your Found Family podcast, where we don't just have a heart-to-heart, we connect soul to soul. I'm your host, Lizzie, a certified coaching practitioner who found family outside of blood family. In our Found Family, you are accepted and assured that you are not alone. Subscribe and tune in for educational and empowering soul chats with women from all over the world, talking about well-being, personal growth and development, and mental and emotional health. Everyone reacts differently to stressful situations. It's not always easy to cope with change. Change is a really scary word for a lot of us. And it makes sense. When things change, that means that we don't have control. We don't know what's to come. There's a level of uncertainty that comes over you and leaves you in the dark. So how do we cope with change? How do we cope and manage what's happening in our world right now? There's so much stress, anxiety, uncertainty, overwhelm. Some of us are in situations that we never thought we would be in, right? Some of you have kids. Some of you have lots of animals. Some of you are taking care of family members. Some of you are nurses and doctors, and you're going out there and saving lives. Some of you work at your local grocery store or work, you know, in a place where you're putting yourself in a vulnerable state to help. And I just want to say on behalf of the planet, thank you for everyone, even for the people that are staying at home. You might not realize this, but you are all superheroes and you're all doing an amazing job taking care of your families, taking care of your pets, your teams. I mean, this is something that's literally affecting everyone. It doesn't matter what your title is, what your status is, nothing. It's like right now we are all the human race. We're a group of human beings going through this together. And coping is like the biggest lesson that we have to learn right now. Like, how do we deal with this? There have been a few things that have been helping me that I hope will help you. And I will start by saying that first and foremost, now more than ever, videos are really going to help us feel more connected with one another. It's going to help us feel more human and really help us to see that there is a human on the other end. So these are some things that have been keeping me sane and helping me to really humanize this whole new norm, this whole working remote thing. Getting up at my usual time has definitely been helping me. When I am feeling uncertain, a way that I can give myself certainty is by controlling certain things. And I know that I have the control over how I manage my day. So I'm getting up at my usual time, even if I'm going to bed later, because it is tempting, of course. We're all home. We don't have our commutes. It typically takes an hour to get to work and an hour to get home from where I am to where my office is. And so it's tempting to want to sleep in until at least 9:15 before I have to log on at 9:30. But I told myself, I'm like, you know what, Lizzie, get up at your usual time. And it has really made me feel grounded. Similarly, I am keeping my normal morning routine. Every single commute ride to work is spent reading. And I've made it a goal to read at least 10 books for the year. I'm almost done with my third book already, which is awesome because I'm right on track with my schedule. And I want to make sure that I'm not allowing what's happening around us to affect me on the inside. So I know that I made a promise to myself to read these books, and so I'm keeping to my normal routine. I'm also changing out of my PJs and doing my hair and doing my makeup. And even though something like that could sound silly, like, well, how could getting you know, out of your pajamas or putting on makeup or doing your hair make you feel better or like help you cope. And I'm telling you right now, it makes such a difference. I will not have the same level of motivation and productivity if I'm in my pajamas. And like the whole makeup hair combo thing is maybe just a me thing, but I do feel better. And I don't know how many of you guys started watching the show called The Circle. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix and it's awesome and also very appropriate for what we're going through right now, because basically it's a social media game show and there are these contestants that they can't see each other. They can only communicate through this virtual thing. Like it's like a Siri. You have to basically tell it what to do and it's voice activated and no one can see each other. And when they would have these get-togethers or dinners or whatever, the contestants were getting ready, doing their hair, doing their makeup, and actually changing into outfits that were very, very nighttime. And I saw someone who tweeted that they now understand why they were doing that. And it's because when you're not in, you know, like direct contact with another human being, aside from the people who are in your house, it's like this, you know, self-care practice, but also a way to just like feel as though you were going to go out. So if you have been rocking the sweatpants and the messy bun, power to you, girl. Like that's super awesome. No, like definitely not throwing any shade. I'm all about the sweatpants. I'm in like a sweatshirt and yoga pants right now. I'm just asking to try. Just give it a try and dress up in something that you would have normally not worn, or pull out some like really funky new outfit that you probably would never wear out in public. Great example of this is that my office and I are actually, we just finished doing a spirit week, and one of the ideas was to do an 80s themed like hair, makeup, outfit combo. And I can't tell you how excited I was when my alarm went off. I like sprung out of bed to go and find an outfit that I could wear that was 80s inspired. And I ended up with black leggings, these neon blue shorts, my leg warmers. I had this like fishnet looking shirt. And then I had a scrunchie and I whipped out blue eyeshadow and Barbie pink lipstick, which I usually do not like. For those of you that follow me on LinkedIn, I have a video of what my outfit looked like. But my point is like that made me feel so good and like made me feel more human. And believe it or not, washing my hair, like that's another thing that I want to add. I cannot lie to you guys, like I have not been washing my hair every single day. And the days that I do, I'm trying to wash it like every third day or every second day, which I know is typically good for your hair anyway, not to wash it every single day. But my God, when I wash my hair, it's like the best feeling ever. You just feel more awake, alert, and alive, and it's awesome. So the fourth thing that I've been doing is taking breaks and setting blocks on my calendar that I'm taking breaks. I've also been incorporating the same schedule that I would normally have in my planner, but putting it on my calendar. So that way I'm holding myself accountable. I'm telling myself like, okay, from this time to this time, I'm going to, recruit. From this time to this time, I'm going to work on housekeeping things. From this time to this time, I've got a meeting. So it's keeping me accountable. And it's also letting people at my company know like, A, what I'm doing, and B, that like, you know, if they need to block off time or whatever, that it also encourages interactions. You know, we've been communicating with each other via Slack, doing lots of video chats. I hosted a virtual happy hour last week. And then this coming Saturday, I'm hosting a virtual dance party. So for those of you that are into EDM, house, techno, tune in on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to include the link. It's on Eventbrite. But it's going to be super, super dope. There's a DJ that I connected with on Twitter, and he has this awesome mix that we're just going to play and grab a glass of wine and just like meet on Zoom and just dance. Like moving your body is another thing too. But setting breaks, taking breaks, and alerting breaks on your calendar, especially during work days, is crucial. So the other thing, and I already mentioned it as like moving your body. I'm continuing to do my workouts. I work out at least 20 to 30 minutes every single day. I have mentioned this before. I follow Beachbody. It's $100 a year. It's the best thing in the world. You can turn any single room or like space into your gym. I've done workouts outside in the grass, by the pool, at friends' houses, in hotels when I've traveled, and you know, in my apartment, like I have a space where I do my workouts. And that is also something that like I feel like endorphins, you know, like I feel lighter, happier, more connected with myself. And it also, I think, is helping me sleep better and keep a normal like sleeping routine and not staying up at 3 a.m. and having to get up for work the next day. So move your body, dance, work out, meditate, whatever you got to do, move your body. And the final thing is to schedule check-ins, like with my colleagues, my friends, my family. My family actually downloaded this like really cool app where you can, it looks like a Zoom or a FaceTime with multiple people, but you can play different games. So we were doing Pictionary, and I don't even see my family that often, even when we can leave the apartment. So this has been a really great way to like cope with all of this. I'm trying to look as glass half full as I can about everything. I'm like, okay, what is the good in this? And one of them is I'm getting the chance to chat with my family members who don't even live that far away from me, but I still don't see them when we're able to leave the apartment. So find that silver lining. I would say that some of the skills that really help to cope with change: flexibility, being flexible, adaptability, acceptance, resilience, patience, empathy, and communication. So a couple of other pieces of advice for you guys is that acknowledge that things are changing and then accept the change. I'm not telling you to like the change. None of us are happy with what's happening right now. Do we want to be outside? Yeah, of course. Do you feel like you're probably going to strangle someone at your house right now because you can't stand, like, you know, your mom telling you what to do or your brother doing something, or, you know, sure, yeah, like we're all in situations right now where we are like confined to four walls, and that is like not something that's easy to accept. But if you can shift your mindset and just sort of like acknowledge that there is change, at least if we're able to accept that right now this is our norm. Like, remember that this is also temporary. What we're dealing with right now is temporary. And that is like a sigh of relief. We don't know when things are going to go back to our OG norm, but we do know that we're not going to stay in the house forever. Like, maybe another month, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months. Okay, fine, whatever. But eventually, things are going to go back to the way that they are, or the way that they were. So thinking in that frame of mind will help us to accept the change. Unplug from the news and plug into empowering thoughts. This is huge. I spent the first, so I've been working from home since March 8th, and I was spending way too much time on Twitter, on like all the various news channels, on LinkedIn. Like, we were literally being bombarded with all of this information, news, updates, scares, uncertainties, the stock market. I mean, it was just like from every angle, no matter where you were in your house, no matter what platform you were on, coronavirus. It was just like, oh my God, I don't even want to like look at that word or hear that word ever again, because it's everywhere. So I found myself so stressed because I was staying plugged in for too long. Now, picture your phone, right? They say like, oh, you know, don't leave your phone in for too long because it could affect the battery. But for, you know, example purposes right now, just hear me out, right? Like, your battery dies, you plug the phone in, and when the phone is fully charged, take the charger out. Like, you don't need to keep charging it because it's already charged. So if you get a fix for... Oh, and there's my alarm right now. Aw, it's to feed my kitty. Okay, well, I'm going to have to do that after. So, yeah, like, set an alarm, actually. That's a probably perfect example of how that just slipped right in. I did not plan that, you guys. So, set an alarm and tell yourself, okay, I need to be informed. Yes, okay. I need to know how to protect myself. Yes, okay. Like, there are certain things that you're going to need to do. But you don't need to stay plugged in the whole day, because if your battery is fully charged, that's it. Just acknowledge and accept that your battery is charged. Unplug when you're done. I realized that I can only take in about 30 minutes of news a day. And that's sometimes spread between like maybe 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and 10 minutes in the evening. And that's it. So that's like my threshold. Now, some of us have higher thresholds and we can tolerate it for longer periods of time. And some of us have a lower threshold and we can only take in like 5 minutes. But my point here in all of this is just encouraging you to unplug and then plug into things that empower you, things that make you happy, things that you love to do, things that make you feel more connected with yourself and more connected to what our OG norm was before all of this, which is a great segue into the next one, which is to practice self-care. Take a bath, listen to relaxing music, meditate. You know, this again goes along with moving your body. But practicing self-care also means like eating well. There's probably a ton of food at your house right now. I'm guilty of this. I've been eating Doritos and like I, you know, just had like something that I normally would not have eaten if we were not indoors. But I am making very, very, very conscious effort to stick to my portion control and to stick to the foods that I know are going to nourish me and make me feel physically better and also mentally better. So the self-care is like mental and spiritual, emotional and physical. And practice whatever feels right for you. Another thing is do not be afraid to ask for help. If you are seriously struggling right now to the point where you feel like you need to talk to a therapist or you need to reach out to someone, please do not be afraid. We are literally all in this together. And especially now more than ever, I'm seeing people rising up and, you know, taking on that leadership role to help people cope with everything that's happening. And I've been getting emails from like, you know, a life coach that I used to work with reached out and said that she's doing telesessions and, you know, things online. My therapist reached back out to me and said, hey, like, I hope you're doing well. I just want to let you know that I'm doing, service. Like I'm hosting or, keep using the word hosting. I'm conducting sessions from home at a discounted rate even. She's so sweet and so amazing that she's even considering doing it at a lower rate than her normal rate. So, and I definitely, you know, especially since now it's virtual, I would be happy to put you guys in contact with my therapist if you don't have one, because I know that she's amazing. Her rates are extremely budget friendly. And the fact that she's doing it at a discounted rate, it's a great thing. I just want to be able to share my resources with you, because all the things that have been helping me, which are the list of things I just shared, in addition to outside sources, I want to make myself available to you as much as I possibly can to share everything to help you during this time. So the last thing that I really want to leave is encouraging you to write down at least 3 things that you can control. I said this at the beginning, that everyone reacts differently to stressful situations, and we're desperately trying to figure out ways to cope with change. When you feel uncertain and you feel like everything is spinning out of control, find out what you can control. And start with a list. Start with a list of 3 things that you can control. I already mentioned some of the things that I can control. My alarm clocks going off, my morning routines, my decision to change out of PJs, taking breaks, right? Like, these are things that compound throughout the day and provide me with a level of certainty and control that gives me the ability to shift my mindset, relax, and cope with all of what's going on right now. Is it easy? No. But it's absolutely possible. It is a practice, a daily practice. I've been working from home, like I said, since March 8th. So it's what, 4 weeks now? It's wild, but here we are. And I'm able to speak with such confidence about this because for the last 2 weeks, I have been doing these things to cope with change. And in the same way that it takes a certain amount of time to develop a habit, I will say with confidence that these last 2 weeks doing these things religiously have been, I don't even want to use that word, doing these things as a routine and incorporating them into my life have really helped relax my mind. And you guys, you all know this, like I suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. So the obsessive thoughts, the compulsions, like I thought they were going to spike and be heightened. Like even my ROCD is calm because I am being so proactive and putting in so much time and like conscious effort to shifting my mindset. I mean, again, like it's, I know that that phrase is used a lot, especially nowadays, but I'm really spending a lot of time giving myself certainty. And that's the best thing that we can do for ourselves right now. And this is something that people who suffer from OCD have to deal with every single day. Every single day. The obsessive thoughts that are unanswered questions that sometimes are not answered. We have to give ourselves pep talks every single day and develop a strong mind to overcome those thoughts by accepting them, you know, shifting our focus. All of these tools are ways to cope with stress and with change and with anxiety. And if I were to give this umbrella blanket, you know, lesson that can be learned from all of this, it's like, learn how to put control back in your court. And that's why I wanted to leave us with those, with that last comment about three things that you can control right now. I hope this was helpful. Share this with as many people as you feel need to hear this message. I'm always available on Twitter, on LinkedIn. I now have a website that lists the different services that I provide to really, really, really make sure that you are feeling supported. I offer spiritual coaching, wellness and health coaching, and then also business coaching. So if you're really struggling and you feel like you would really, really be empowered and find value in connecting with a coach to help, I'm here. It's elizabethvibes.wix.com/services. I know I haven't bought the domain yet, but I will eventually. I'm going to have the link in the description. I'm also on Twitter at Coach Lizzie, L-I-S-Y. And then my personal one is at Elizabeth Vibes. Again, all these links are going to be in the description. So just know that you're supported. Just know that I'm here for you. And my podcast is always going to be something that's available totally for free to be listened to as many times as you need, to be shared and, you know, all of that. So be well, stay healthy, stay well. I'm really hoping that you and your loved ones are doing well. And I'm giving you a big, giant virtual hug. Everything is going to be okay, and we're all here for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this week's episode. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and tune in next week for a new topic. To help spread the good vibes, please share this episode with friends and family, or if you share on social, be sure to tag me at Coach Lizzie.